Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, family. Greetings. Welcome to the show. I had some technical difficulties. It's just nothing to keep me reminded as to the computers are in charge. We have to start getting prepared for the computers to take over. But yeah, I want to welcome everyone to our Wednesday show. We gather here every Wednesday to share, build, grow, develop. I absolutely love the Wednesday program. It helps to force me to center myself. Sometimes it forces me to slow down. It really, really helps me to, you know, stay connected. I do a lot of reaching out to my people, and I'm excited every opportunity that we get to come on to the show, and especially today's show. Today, God's blessing, sharing in God's destiny is absolutely awesome, awesome. And so, and honestly, it's amazing. God, spirit, ancestors, they haven't let me think about anything else but God's blessing. So I can't wait to get into this show. Can't wait to get into the topic. You know, I know that there's going to be a lot of revelations that come forward. So I'm always excited to see how the show shapes out. I want to say a shout out to all my people doing devotions. Devotions 2019 has superseded my thoughts and intentions for it, you know, and this is why I encourage people, when spirit gives you a mission and it gives you those things to do, just do them. Just start it, because you're going to take one step and you're going to see spirit pick you up and zoom you down the highway, because something that was created, the devotions, each year that I do this fast, I always go and I collect. I'm like, hey, will you help me with this fast by donating those cigarettes to my fast? No cigarettes for 30 days. And I have people from all walks of earth that don't know anything about, you know, fasting or sacrificing. They don't know anything about it. All they know is that I asked, and they're like, you know what, to help this poor child out, yes, I'll go ahead and I'll work with you. As you're making your sacrifice, I'll make the sacrifice. And so last year, there were three of us that said, okay, I'm not just going to help a little. I'm going to help a lot. I'm going to step up and say, hey, there's some blessings I want out there. There's some things I want to look into. How do I set myself up to do the fast? How do I begin to really understand what it's like to devote yourself spiritually? And so, and then my goal for this year, I wanted 20. I got 17. I'm pretty close. I'm super excited about being this close. So 17 people said, hey, I'm going to stop what I'm doing, and I'm going to devote myself to spiritual education. I'm going to devote myself to learning more, praying more, tithing more. I'm going to devote myself to making some sacrifices and some pullbacks in my diet. And then I got about, I think about six or seven people that are doing, I think about eight or nine, that are doing straight fast, sun up to sundown, you know. And these are long days. The sun don't go down here in Georgia till about 8:25. So it is a long day. And It warms my heart that many people are looking to get closer to God, looking for those personal relationships with God, and they're willing to make sacrifices to get it. You know, they're willing to put work forward to get it. So for all those people out there that are doing devotions 2019, I say congratulations. I say keep the faith, keep going, be steadfast, remembering the journaling. The journaling is so important because we can't recreate these conditions, okay? How you're feeling right now about everything, we can't recreate this. So that's why you have to get that journaling in place, because that journaling allows us to go back in time and to see where we were at that very moment, and to, you know, to give us something to have a little bit more insight on. So I just want to encourage everybody, remember to keep up with the journaling as you're doing your fast. And, you know, we're not, as a collective, we're not eating fast food. We're not doing this. We're not doing that. So all those little change that you spend in on fast food, or, you know, easing up on, you know, cigarettes or whatever you're easing up on, take some of those funds. I suggest 50 cents a day. But take those funds and, you know, donate them to someone. You know, buy somebody a meal that may not have opportunity or access to do that for themselves. And so, you know, let's spend time and energy building, growing, and working with others as we're going through this fast, because this fast is going to either you're going to bend or you're going to break. I would suggest you bend. You know, let's just, you know, learn, put that humility in place, put that considerations in place. Let's put all those things in place that we know that we need and that we're going to, that's going to help to fulfill us and help push us further. Okay. So shout out to all my devotion people. As we have been blessed, you know, Mama Khadija keeps saying she's going somewhere. She ain't going anywhere. But every week that I get to say, hold on, let me grab my co-host, Mama Khadija, I am extremely tickled. You know, she offers so much to us as a collective with a wonderful approach. She shares so much of her own ministry, Mother Eagle Ministries, with us, and really just helps to add balance. And I know for me that balance is very important, because my nature is to run down the street. I'm already down the street. I already got a plan going. So she helps to have that balance, and, you know, sometimes, you know, remind us, hey, don't forget you running off the legs right there. So I'm going to open up the phone line, see if you can get her on the phone. Hope her day is going well. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Greetings, Seven. Greetings, family. We all got our gift this morning, or our present, or our blessing. Another day to learn lessons and to receive those blessings. So I feel honored and blessed to be here on the Wonderful Approach Blog Talk Radio. I feel honored and blessed to have lived another day, another minute, because everybody didn't get this opportunity. So everything is good. The weather is beautiful. I hear the laughter of children in my neighborhood. And, you know, I just feel blessed, even from the little things. So I can't wait until we begin to get into that discussion about blessings. But I first want to do a recap of last week's show. It was great. It was super. We talked about the blended families. I had people that called me and said, oh, I wanted to say something. This is an interactive program. Please press 1 if you want to join the conversation. But we talked about blended families, and we extended it beyond what is traditionally called the blended family, husband, wife, stepchildren, and we expanded it quite a bit. We talked about not only blended families, but blended lifestyles, you know, race. We talked about religion and culture, tradition, blended diets within families, educational differences, language differences, the generational blend, which was something that came up a little bit later during the program, and, of course, the spiritual blends. So it was, you know, it was chock full. We couldn't even cover everything adequately as far as I'm concerned. And the reason that these blended families and this blended lifestyle has come about largely because we are living in the information age. We have access to so much more than we did 20 years ago, than we did 50 years ago, really. And because of travel. you know, we're not restricting ourselves to our neighborhoods. In fact, our communities have expanded well beyond our subdivision or our city. You know, our
mm-hmm.
communities are regional, national, and sometimes international. So all of this makes for the blended lifestyles that we're seeing now. And we talked about, you know, the blend and how to make it work. Okay, if you find
mm-hmm.
yourself in a position where you're blended family, and say you didn't have any intentions of this, but it happened anyway. Okay, so we have people with very different, say, languages or different spiritual practices or different cultures or races. You know, the biggest way to make that situation work, to make that blend really pop, is exposure. Continue to expose ourselves to whatever it is that we need to gain the understanding and have the compassion so that this blend works. Develop tolerance. We talked about developing that tolerance. Now, you can't be stuck in your way and your partner is stuck in their way, or the kids are stuck in their way and mom and dad are stuck in their way. We have to develop that tolerance. We have to begin to celebrate our differences. And what we found out is that when we celebrate those differences, a lot of times we find out that we have more in common than we do that's different. So we celebrate our differences and look for the similarities. We compromise, we communicate, and by all means, we respect each other. And the foundation of making all of this work is inner peace and the love of self and God. And once you build on that, you can develop that tolerance, the understanding. You know, you're more inclined to get the exposure. You're more inclined to celebrate those differences. So it was a great show. It was a great show. And you know, like I said, a couple of people had gotten in touch and said, hey, I wanted to say something about that. We'll have time for that. You know, once the phone lines are open, and press 1 if you have something to say about the blended family at any time. As I mentioned, this is an interactive program, and we want your feedback.
Absolutely.
So that was our blended family, blended lifestyle program from last week. In a nutshell.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, one thing that I really got from the show, because like you said, so many people were bringing in different perspectives, things I hadn't even thought about. And I forget who said it, but they said, if you're being blended well, you won't even realize that you're part of a blended family. You won't even realize that. And so I was like, that's so true, because the blend that I have been a part of, and I think I've been, you know, very well exposed in my youth, with, you know, from my mother and her travels and her different spiritual understandings. But when you're being blended and it's a positive experience, you won't even realize it, you know. And so we have to get to that point where we don't even know, or we don't even have to have it acknowledged that we're being blended. I love it. I love it. It was good, and really the show inspired me to do just a little bit more research. You know, Malcolm X weekend is coming up this weekend, one of my favorite holidays. And I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to partake this year, but this is something that Talib and I, my youngest child, and I have done, probably since he was little, you know, probably since he was born. You know, it's a wonderful, and yes, it has a purpose where they're thinking about Malcolm X, we're talking about him, we're showing how his work has continued, but really we just outside with each other, you know, we're seeing the different stages of Malcolm X, you know, so the nation will come and they'll be there, and, you know, the Muslims will be there, the Black nationalists will be there, and then just those that got into his philosophies, you know, that don't even belong necessarily to any of the groups that he represented, but just people that can really understand his philosophy, they'll be there. And so that's one of the reasons why it's one of my favorite festivals, is because it's not one group. It is a combination of many different groups. And the food, you know, everybody knows I love food. The food is different. So me and Talib, we'll go get bean pies over there. We'll go get some kale salad over here. We got a fresh pie going over there. I mean, we love all aspects. They have different types of music. I mean, the whole nine. And so, you know, we were talking festivals are a fantastic way of getting exposure. Me and my kids, we've been to barn raising. We've been to every kind of fall festival, apple festival. Down in Warwick, Georgia, they have the Grits Festival, Cherry Blossom, Pan-African Festival. We do it all. And it is just to be around people and to see, you know, their interpretation of what's going on. So do not hesitate. If you want to see something and want to be exposed to something, you want to blend something, you know, something in your spirit is speaking, look up a festival. I'm sure there's one close by. And that's a great way of just watching and observing. And that will kind of let you know, do I want to go further? Do I want to learn more? Where do I find out more? So, I love it. I absolutely adore it. So today's sunshiny day. Today we're talking about God's blessing. For all those that are doing a devotion, God's beauty was the words for today. And it has been resonating with me. Everything I've seen and done and experienced, I've been able to see God in the midst of that. And I feel like I have on my rose-tinted sunglasses, you know, because it's been one of those days where even when I tried to get serious with some work, I couldn't. You know, I tried to have a couple of deep conversations, and, you know, spirit wanted, you know, the energy of the day was very, for me, very light, you know, almost a little lazy, you know what I'm saying? But it wasn't my usual grind. I wake up and grind. I start before the sun starts. I'm doing glasses. I'm doing this. I got to get the floor mopped. I got to do that. Today was not that day. Today was one of those, you know, we're going to just kind of kick back a little, and that's not my forte, but it felt good. It felt wonderful. You know, it was comfortable. You know, the whole energy of it was like, we don't have to fight with this thing. And so, that's where, you know, and so as me and Mama Khadija are going back and forth about the topic, okay, well, what about this? What about that? We could not get past this particular topic, talking about God's blessings. And it would start off with God's beauty. And I said, but what about a blessing? You know, can we talk about getting blessed? Can we talk about all the different ways that God blesses us? And everything, and Mama Khadija, of course, jumped on that one. She said, oh, yeah, we could talk about blessings all day. So I'm not trying to say we have a testimony church, but you can fill in the blank your own self. You can call it what you need to call it. But, you know, today's a day for really, you know, just seeing all those wonderful things and allowing them to touch your spirit, you know, allowing them to really mean something to you today. And so this is where this particular topic is, where we don't know where it's going. We're just going to tell you where it's going. But this was our thoughts and intentions, I guess rationale, in trying to understand God's blessing. And Mama Khadija, I know you wanted to add two steps. I'm not even going to get into it right here. But I know you wanted to, you know, share and share with us what God was speaking to you, how spirit had you moving today.
Well, like I said, every day that I'm above ground is truly a blessing. When I wake up and open my eyes and take that breath, I've been breathing all night, but when I become conscious of it, that's a blessing. So I just start off every day just giving thanks for waking up, That's the bottom line. But you said something about, you know, this isn't going to be a kind of like a church testimonial program tonight. I don't know why not.
Okay.
Every time
I call
talk,
what you need.
That's testimony.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
When I say,
yes.
I say, God, well, waking me up, that's a testimony. That's a testimony.
Okay.
So I say, bring the testimonials on. If you've been blessed, press one, call in, and let us know how to receive your blessing.
Okay.
And I want to say that blessings are not to be confused with luck.
That's right.
And that's a word I've tried to get out of my vocabulary, you know, wishing
yes.
people good luck, blah, blah, blah. So, you
mm-hmm.
know, many blessings is far greater a statement and a wish to have for someone, you know. That's a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
When you say many someone, you're praying for them. You're praying that
yes.
they're blessed. So let's confuse, you know, blessings with luck. Anyway,
right.
I don't believe in luck. I just don't believe
mm-hmm.
in it. But there's
yeah.
a lot going on now about, especially in the church and other, like, religious or spiritual bodies, about grace and favor, you know. And a lot of times we use those two words interchangeably. But
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Let's get back to the blessings thing. Blessings,
mm-hmm.
I feel, are basically favors from the Most High, favors from God, you know.
Right.
Everything that he does, if we look at it, he, Father, Mother, God, does is a blessing for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
when you look at life, every experience that you've had, you know, every emotion that you feel, every thought that you think, every breath that you take is a blessing because it didn't have to happen. It did not have to happen. And how you perceive what's happening to you at any given time usually determines whether you feel it's a blessing or not.
Right.
So we have to look at, again, going back into our toolbox, the attitude of gratitude.
That's right.
Your attitude of gratitude will determine what you see as a blessing. I had a conversation with a sister earlier, and she was saying that, you know, everything is a blessing. We agreed with each other, so there was no argument there. And she was saying that, you know, we should be grateful that we were blessed with, say, a house or a car or whatever, because you've been praying for it and you've been working toward it. You should be grateful, though, say you get into a car accident and your car is totaled, but you walked away from that accident. You're not laid up in the hospital for 6 months. That's a blessing.
It is.
And even if you are laid up in the hospital for 6 months, you're still above ground. So on every single level of every situation, there is a silver lining. There is a blessing. And we just have to acknowledge that.
I completely agree with you. I completely agree. I have challenges in my life. Lord. I have challenges at the same time. Even through the challenges, I can see blessings. You know, everybody knows my legal dilemma. I can't drive without getting pulled over by the police. I get pulled over by the police at least once a week. That's a lot of police, family, okay? And on one hand, it is super, super duper irritating. And but at the same time, it keeps me current on my registration. insurance. I know where my license is at all times because I know it's only a matter of time before I'm going to need it. I have learned how to work with law enforcement because of this. And, you know, there are some positive things that have come about me having this situation. I'm a lot more empathetic towards others that have this same problem. It is really, I'm determined to make sure that this does not become a hindrance. And I never know what was around that corner. So I don't necessarily know if I missed an accident. You know, there are people that are documented, they were running late for work, and they missed 9/11 by 20 minutes. You know, they missed that whole situation because they were accidentally late or they were having car problems. And I'm sure at the time they were having car problems, they were cussing that car out. Like, you know, you have made me lose my job, not knowing that that day they were not meant to have that. They were not meant to do that. So we have to stop and really begin to evaluate what these situations are and their true impact on us. You know, I trust God. And I've had conversations with people because I thought everyone trusted God, but that's not really true. A lot of people may respect God, they may love God, they may be knowledgeable about God, but not a lot of people trust God. So when things come up in their life, they don't trust that it's going to be okay because they have their trust in places that is not God. So when you trust God, you know that a situation's coming up, you're about to either get a blessing or a lesson. That's all it is for me. You know, I don't have regrets. Oh, I shouldn't have done this. Oh, this shouldn't have happened to me. And it's a blessing or a lesson. That's all. I'm not going to harbor ill feelings. Say it again.
Yeah, it's quite often it's both.
Yes, ma'am.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Often, that lesson is also a blessing.
Yes.
It's
also some lesson.
A blessing. Oh.
Yes. I'll cry at the moment now. Oh, I'm pouting. I'm kicking my feet. Oh, this isn't fair. I've been a good person. Oh, I followed all the rules. And the guy like, wait for it. You know, wait for it now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see it, and I'm like, ooh. Oh, thank you, God, for helping me avoid. They're like, okay, now what's all you're kicking and fussing about? Now what's it about? So, you know, I have learned that just because it's glittering don't mean that it's gold, and that those lessons, I might think that they're so harsh lessons, might be the very ones that are saving my life, you know, saving me from investing time, energy, thoughts, emotions, whatever, you know, just having me over invested in areas that are never going to produce. And so, you know, we have to, once you start putting that trust in God, you will start being able to see everything as that lesson or that blessing. And even in the lessons, there's clues and ways to understand what God is really trying to show us and the beauty and the smart of it. You know, so God will show you, hey, before you go and you having this tirade and you thinking you're doing X, Y, and Z and blah, 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 before you go through all that, let me share this with you. Let me show you this. So, you know, I'm thankful because none of this is a surprise. Because God shows me and tells me along the way. And that's the beauty of it. You know what I'm saying? God still gives me the opportunity to correct myself, to come back and make whatever changes I need to make. And then, and to me, that's a blessing. I would much rather make and come of my own free will than have God yank something from me. And, you know, but no matter what, I know that this is working for my favor. I keep my prayers up. I keep my protection up. So when you're doing that, everything else is a blessing. It really, really is. It just may not feel like it all the time.
And it's not going to feel like it all the time.
No.
But I'm here to let you know that all blessings are teachable moments. Every blessing
yes.
is a teachable moment, whether we like the blessing or
yes.
whether we get or you know, we get the lesson. It's all a
yes.
teachable moment. And like how you receive that blessing is directly tied into your perception of gratitude. Now, you notice
yes.
people that are not grateful, you know, they seem to always have complaints, you know.
Yes.
They can't ever see the glass half full. They're always seeing it half empty. And these are people that miss out on their blessings because they haven't even
yes.
acknowledged what they have. So they can't see anything else coming, and they don't.
Yes,
even
they don't.
With a mishap,
mm-hmm.
even with a mishap, you know, like the blessings, we learn from these mishaps.
Yes, we do.
So that makes it a blessing. We're learning. We grow
mm-hmm.
from that. That's that we're growing. And a lot of times the blessing is not evident until down the road sometime.
Yes.
And you can sit back and say, that's what that was all about. Okay, I get it now. I get it now.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go in with the attitude of gratitude, then you know that blessing is, it's already shown up in your life. But your awareness
mm-hmm.
of that blessing is going to show up, if not now, because sometimes all of us say, man, what's this all about? You know, why
mm-hmm.
is this coming to me? Why is this, I do this, I do that, I make my prayers, I'm an honest person,
mm-hmm.
you know. But it becomes evident down the road what it was all about. And a lot of times it's about a blessing for you. You grow
mm-hmm.
from it. You learn from it. And you receive a reward for having done that.
You do. You do. Obedience is a reward. There's a reward for obedience. I can tell you that. I've seen it. I've experienced it. You know, it is it's the participation award, okay? So when you are obedient,
mm-hmm.
okay, even if that's not something that you would normally get blessed for, being obedient, it has its own reward system in that. And that's because, but again, to me, and I don't know who this is that needs to hear this trust word, but you have to trust God, okay? That is the only thing that's going to make you obedient. That's the only thing that you'll say, okay, I'm going to follow suit. I'm going to go forward. I'm going to do this. That obedience, it comes from trust. And so whoever this is that needs to hear this word, trust in God we trust, you know, come on. This is life. This is how we get through life. This is how we make things happen. So really, let's push forward. Let's stay focused. Let's make all these positive things happen. In doing it, while looking at God's blessing, you know, and we can get personal here, you know what I'm saying? I hope that, you know, we can share experiences and things like that, because it's so important that we begin to leave little love notes for those that are still on the path, okay? Any road you just walked down and just came from, that's a road that somebody else is about to have to walk down. And if it was a hard road, leave a footnote for somebody, you know what I'm saying? Leave a footstep in there for me to look for something. You know, don't leave me to discover every single lump and bump on this road. Tell me about it, you know? And so anything that you've just completed and you've just done, just got through, you can be a blessing to someone else by helping them, reaching back and saying, hey, let me show you a better way to do this. Let me show you how to not blow yourself up and everything else like that. And to me, that's a blessing I love to see the tortured superhero. I love it. I love to see the flower that blooms in the concrete. You know, I love to see those things that struggle against all odds to be itself, you know. And so whenever I see that, that is inspiration. And to me, that's God's way of saying, look, if they can struggle, you can struggle. Keep going. Keep pushing. Keep expanding. You know, keep allowing your light to be seen by others so that you can shine and continue to have that there for you. So I know that's one of my favorite blessings to look at, you know, to be able to see the victory in that struggle against all odds. Mom, do you have that thing that gets you every single time when it comes to God trying to show you something, God trying to tell you something?
Do I have what about it?
Do you have that signal, that clue that God leaves for you to let know that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I want to share this with that. Yeah, this is just something that, well, it's not really that small to me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
Animals speak, and of course, their nature is directly tied into what God had them do. So
yes.
When we did our first Mother Eagle Rites of Passage program, we were out on a horse farm. That's where we did the
mm-hmm.
program. And, it was a weekend-long program. It was absolutely beautiful, if I must say so myself.
Yes.
And as time that I was on the right track, that I was doing the right thing, we saw eagles flying overhead. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And just about every retreat, morning camp that we've done,
mm-hmm.
an eagle
mm-hmm.
has shown up in the sky. Now, how
mm-hmm.
does that happen?
Right.
How does
right.
that happen? And that's
mm-hmm.
a blessing. You know,
mm-hmm.
when you know that the Most High is communicating with you, I mean, I could
yes.
have had a dream, you know, I could have had
mm-hmm.
any number of signs, but to send one of his creatures out to say, I see what you're doing, and I
mm-hmm.
approve, was
mm-hmm.
such a blessing for all of us. I remember when that first eagle showed up, somebody says, look,
yeah.
there's an eagle. And everybody started, you would have thought we were having the Holy Ghost come down in church. Everybody was jumping and screaming and pointing up to the sky. And, you know, it was just a sign. It was a blessing. It was a blessing.
It definitely was a blessing.
So,
it definitely was a blessing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, my animal totem is the vulture and the owl. But at the last super retreat, me and Lala, a Shango priestess, we were sitting outside, and a vulture flew over, I mean low. It might have been a foot away from the candles that we had out there, and it came and perched itself right where we had, you know, right where we were doing this ancestor work. It was that low. And I was like, do you see that? Do you see that? And she's like, I wonder if you can eat that. I said, no, you can't eat it. You can see it, okay? I'm not the only one that can see this. So, you know, it is, we do get excited, you know, especially when nature, because nature is, they're so simple in understanding. You know what I'm saying? They didn't have to have a memo, didn't have to have no Facebook likes, didn't have to have all of these other things that drive us. It had an instinct to do that. And, you know, this instinct comes from, you know, it's higher source. And it's such a blessing to have those signs and signals. I remember that. That's
mm-hmm.
what me and Oni still speak about, you know what I'm saying? And, you know,
uh-huh.
as spiritualists, it doesn't get better than that, I can tell you, family, to have, you know, the animal kingdom recognized, because they're not doing it for us. They're not ego driven, okay? They're doing it because they're feeling the energy, you know. They're doing it because they're inclined. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, you're taking me back. I'm reminiscing now. And I remember mm-hmm. when we were out on the horse farm, when we were walking mm-hmm. back to the water to do our ritual, the horses mm-hmm. were following us.
Yes.
They were following us. The horse stood watch over the building that we were sleeping in, a beautiful farmhouse. And, you know, sisters were waking up, and for a city dweller,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of strange when you wake up and there's a horse standing outside of your bedroom window looking at you.
Yes, I was one of those.
Standing.
I was one of those sisters. I was one of them that you were waking up and there's a horse that's looking at you. And they escorted us through the whole event. And the butterflies, you know, Ia Monife, who is the Oshun priestess, you know, not taking anything from anybody else, the good grief. You know, she was sitting out there doing the lecture, and these butterflies had to be about 6 or 7 black butterflies, which I've never seen before, were just fluttering around her head and sitting perched up on her head, on her skirt. And I'm sitting here like, whoa. Now, there were tons of people there. These butterflies could have been anywhere, but they wanted to sit with her, you know. When my Oshuni sister comes and she's cooking for us at the retreats, and thank God for her, you know, we notice the hummingbirds are hanging out over by where she's cooking and where she is, and we're noticing certain, you know, birds and stuff are focused on where she is, and, you know, that's just nature recognizing her nature, and so, you know, these are part of God's blessings and God's signal for us. There's tons of signals, you know, and we're not the only person getting signals. Sometimes I'll have babies walk up to me, and I'm sitting here like, yes, hi, sweetheart. And they're sitting here like, no, don't you remember me? You know, you saw me when I was a spirit. And I'm like, I'm sure I did, you know. And so, there, you know, to me, that's part of God's beauty. That's part of, and we get these messages, we get these blessings. We see the beauty as inspiration. You know, I take it as inspiration. And when I see it and when others see it, you know, I hope that you're taking this opportunity to share in God's sunlight, to share in that glow as inspiration to push you even further in your God duty, push you even further in focusing and having your God-centered life. Once we have God at the center of our life, life makes sense. Everything makes sense from that point on, because you'll have your beginning, your middle, and your bottom line.
Amen.
Okay. Well, look, again, Mama Khadija has already opened the phone lines up. I want to make sure everyone knows all you have to do is press 1 if you want to join in the conversation. We're talking about God's blessings and sharing in God's beauty. And these are the sweet things in life. These are the things that help us to stay focused. You know, and one of the reasons why I say, write it down. Write down and do that journaling. You're going to need it, because we're not always, our eyes won't always be fixed on the beauty. We won't always be able to see it. So while you can see it, write it down. Write it down. And then when you go back and you look in your own words, and you're like, wow, I was here. Yes. This is when you were sitting in the lap. You were sitting in God's lap. You know, this is when you were really focused on nothing but God. It's a pure state that you were in. So, you know, that's, this show is all about sharing. It's all about, you know, coming together. You know, it's all about trying to get our devotions strong in 2019 and developing some good habits. So even after devotions, we'll be ready to continue with this God-centered life. But, Mama Khadija got a call that wants to speak. So I'm going to grab a phone line. I know this phone number. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Greetings, family. I'm so blessed to be here this evening with you guys, even though my voice is out there somewhere, but where?
Awesome.
God's blessings. Where does one begin with that? You're blessed when you're born.
Okay.
You're blessed when you go out every day and come back home safely. You're blessed when your home is safe, your transportation is safe, your family is safe. Just, you know, a good job that you like, not just a job you have to work, but a job that you like. Those, you know, your children, you pray that they're blessed as they grow up and get out the house, and hope that all your knowledge and guidance stays with them each and every day, so they can pass it on to their family. So, I'm blessed. I'm blessed to have family and friends, you know, all over that bless me back in return. So, I love you guys. And I'm going to boast a little bit. I was blessed with going on a cruise, and it was wonderful. Yeah, 3 days on one of the second biggest ship for Royal Caribbean. Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to pull some pennies together, and, you know, a couple of us go together, because it's really relaxing. It's really relaxing.
Wow.
Don't have to make your bed. You don't have to cook, nothing. Just take a shower and go out there and see what's going on.
Okay.
But I love you, family, and everybody that's out there. Y'all be blessed. Y'all be safe. And God is watching over everybody each and every day, blessing them, answering their prayers, and meeting their needs. So I thank you.
Amen.
I thank you. I thank you. Amen. And
amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for sharing.
That's
her raspy voice.
that's listener and caller. Because Omi Shayun, I've been checking on her to see how she's feeling. She said, well, if I can do it, I'm going to be on the radio tonight. I'm going to at least listen and maybe But that's dedication. I mean, she's dedicated to being here and sharing with the family. And I really do appreciate you for that, Omi Shayun. Thank you for all support. You've been here with us from day one. And it's just you've been a family, an asset, truly an asset.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like Mama Khadija said, such an asset, you know, in always offering, you know, a different perspective than I'm always expecting, you know. So you always have something unique for me, and so I really do appreciate it, you know. And this is a family event. So when Mama Khadija says, hey, this is family, and we're all pulling together to share and to talk about God's blessing, you know, that should be everybody. Everybody should have something to say about, you know, either the ways that they have seen God work in their life or in someone else's life. But, you know, it's up to us as family to share in that and to, you know, expose others, because people may have blessings everywhere, but if their eyes can't see it, they'll miss it altogether. And that is a tragedy twice, you know, because one, they miss the opportunity to see it, and also you miss the opportunity to be grateful for it. You miss the opportunity to be to express gratitude for it, and to really share in those ideas and those thoughts. So, you know, and we don't ever want that. But Mama Khadijah, the phone line has lit. I want to grab another caller, if that's all right with you.
Please.
Okay. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Greetings. How are you?
Greeting. This is Mama Marie. Good evening, everybody, and blessing for everyone. I listen more than I thought. I do not come on the show and talk often. But that's true. But I do listen. By the time I think about what I want to say, but most of the time it's always too late. So I decide to come early tonight so I can speak my mind about blessing.
Okay.
Blessing is something that all of us is bestowed upon by Father, Mother, God, who I believe lives in each and every one of us. Our duty, as we come into this world, is to be blessed so much that we become like the light, like the Father. So every time we do something good, it's a blessing. Every time that we are able to love and be loved is a blessing. Every time that we get up in the morning, it's a blessing. We go to the doctor, we come back, it's a blessing. Able to eat is a blessing. Because sometimes being sick, I tell you not, it's not easy. So the pain that comes along with physical suffering and be able to support it, be able to live to it, if there is a word that is more than a blessing, that's what I would use, but it's a blessing. So blessing is around us all the time, but sometimes we fail to see it and to enjoy it and to be and able to share it with other people.
Yeah.
When we are able to see our blessing in every little thing and be able to call someone and share that blessing with someone, it makes you feel good. And every time you feel good, it's a blessing.
Amen.
So, you know, we have to really take the time to count our blessing because it happens all the time. Every moment, every minute, we live to it. But sometimes, I guess we are so selfish, we does not take the time to smell the blessing.
Right.
So, deep in my heart, I'm sharing all my blessing with you guys tonight.
Amen.
Because I have a lot to be thankful for.
Amen.
A lot to be
thankful
for.
Amen.
You can all have a good evening, a good week, a good everything, and I guess I'll see you all at the retreat.
Yes.
Because in my eyes, we are all blessed.
Yes.
We are all blessed.
Yes. Amen. Thank you so much for calling and sharing, and thank you for that super retreat shout out, okay, for all those people. You know, we're getting up. The machine is moving. So, you know, don't let the machine run over you, okay? So don't let the super retreat run because you'll be mad when you hear the stories, okay? You'll be mad. And it, I always say, man, we need a film crew to follow almost every person that comes because there's so many things going on. There's so many different perspectives and everything. You know, when it talks about God's beauty and God's blessing, for me also, some of the locations that I have been blessed to experience are definitely, I know for a fact, part of God's beauty. The retreat, Compassionate Expressions up in Asheville, North Carolina. The view, we were in a valley. The view was breathtaking. The mountains went up to the sky, and the sky came down to meet the mountains. We were in, I've never been in a noticeable valley like this. And it was intimidating and awe-inspiring at the same time. And, you know, from that place, I have many thoughts, many memories etched in my brain, and that it allows me to expand myself, my thoughts, my feelings. And every place that I've had the opportunity to go and to work has had its own beauty in a different kind of way. And so for me, and you know, part of the experience of retreat is the opportunity to experience these pockets of beauty. You know, we live in a concrete jungle. I work in the hood, okay? That's a reality of the work that I do. And so for me, I think I was telling Mama Khadija this. There's a particular tree that is outside of my house that brings me such joy every time I smell it, every time I see it, that I will walk the long way around in that house from the porch because I want to take some of those visions of what I just saw in my work day away. And I want to, you know, have this beauty touch my nose, touch my eyes. You know, I want to see, you know, the porch. I want to be reminded of the simple pleasures of what's waiting for me in my house, which is usually a happy-go-lucky 13-year-old and a bunch of cats, now a dog. So, you know, that is God's beauty. I'm using God's beauty and that understanding to basically cleanse me from the chaos that I've just come from and allow me to get in the right mindset to even enter, you know, my home and be around these beings that are walking this journey with me here. So, you know, God's beauty is not just for being pretty. You know, it also can be cleansing. It can also, you know, it can alert my senses. You know, when I walk into my house, when I walk to my shrine room and I smell that Florida water, it alerts me, okay, you know, this is a place where we're going to have precise language. This is the place where we're going to have, we're going to see the signs that God has for us, the beauty that God has for us. We're going to stay diligent on our work when we're in this place. And so for me, a lot of those things that I call blessings, they serve not just to, you know, not just to be cute, but also to cleanse and to remind and to have me be diligent in the work that I do and what I'm supposed to be doing. So for me, God's beauty is also a reminder, you know, of some of the things I'm supposed to be doing.
And as Mama Marie said, the blessings are all around us, constantly,
yes.
All around us, every second of every day. When I opened up this conversation, I talked about, you know, how every experience from, you know, being married or even getting that divorce to taking that first breath in the morning or opening your eyes or being able to stand, all of that is a blessing. And we have to really begin to internalize this.
Amen.
Not take it for granted. And that's where I think prayer comes into play. When you are praying, you are not, when you're getting up and
brushing your teeth, taking a shower, and going to work, coming home, having lunch or whatever, having dinner, sitting watching TV after supper, having a drink or whatever, and not stopping to make a prayer and say thank you, you're taking this for granted.
Yeah.
You're taking all this for granted. You know, I said from opening up your eyes first thing in the morning to coming home at night and eating and sitting and watching TV and whatever, you're taking all that for granted. You haven't stopped at least once, several times, in fact, and said,
didn't
thank
it sound
you
like aliens
Lord.
Were coming
thank
onto the phone line? Mama Khadija? It sounded like some of her words were getting
like
dragged out. I think you may have.
Okay.
Aliens.
Is it any clearer
the
now?
Aliens are back.
The aliens
clear.
Are back.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. I was just saying we have to take time every day throughout the day. And it doesn't have to be where you have to get down on your knees, but you have to practice yourself. It just means that you have to, in some way, in your own way, articulate to the Most High,
acknowledge.
The source, the Father, God.
Just acknowledge.
Acknowledge.
Also,
thank
I think you move differently.
Thank
you. When you were seeing God,
Yeah, you have to acknowledge.
Yeah, you move way differently when you are being grateful. One thing I'm going to tell you about family, and I'm going to tell you this because I know about it. I'm going to tell you about it because I've seen it. Do not look at other people and their blessings and wonder how in the world did God bless them like that. Don't do it. Don't do it. You waste some time and energy. One, it's none of your business. Two, we're not the ones that divvy out the blessings, okay? So it's not nothing for you to worry about, okay? Stay in your lane when it comes to this. You know, I've seen quite a few people, you know, we have a show about jealousy and envy, all right? And so when you start doing things like that, when you start wondering how this person got so lucky and when this person become an expert here, and when you start doing that stuff, you start on that slippery slope to jealousy, okay? And envy, and they are very, very dangerous. And sometimes it's hard to recognize when you have turned that corner to jealousy and envy, okay? So don't look at other people's blessings with a side eye, okay? Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. When other people are being blessed, you may have to take a deep breath. You may have to go get you some air. You may have to do whatever you got to do. I don't care. But do not look upon other people's blessings or perceive the blessings with any type of jealousy, vengeance, or anything else in your heart, okay? Grass is not always greener on the other side. The grass is green where you're watering it, okay? So water your eyes over to your life, to your business, and get into your blessings. You know, don't worry about other people's blessings. Don't worry. Oh, they shouldn't have that. That's not your job. That's not your job. That's not your call. God is the one. We're talking about God's blessings, okay? God is the one in charge of his blessings, and he is the one that is saying what happens where and when, okay? So, you know, we always have to talk about the good of things. We also have to talk about, you know, some of the pitfalls and stuff, okay? And when it comes to blessings, I can guarantee worrying about other people's blessings and their worthiness or lack of worth or whatever you want to go through, whatever you think you justified in doing, don't do it. Don't do it. Let's stay focused on our stuff. Let's stay focused on the work that we have to do. Let's stay focused on the way that God is blessing us right here. Okay, so, you know, in understanding that God has a plan, the master plan. God has a master plan. You can have a plan. I tell you, I got 1,000 plans. I got plans. I'm down the street. I'm already working on it. You know, God didn't even give me the okay. I'm just doing some research for when you do say okay, God. That's how I am. But God has the master plan. And we all know that God's plan is the best plan. And so we have to make sure that we're ready to do the work that we have to do. And we will not be ready. Our eyes will not be focused on our blessings if we're looking at someone else with any type of ill feeling in our heart about the blessings that they have received or the blessings that they're, you know, that it may look like they have or that they do have, you know. So I really, really want to encourage people, you know, stay on the light side. And that's even in this blessings understanding. Stay on the light side. You know, let's learn to be happy for our brothers and sisters that may look like they get it all. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what their lesson is. We don't know what they're supposed to take out of that. Their whole lesson might be, I'm going to give you everything, and then I'm going to make you give it away. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what the challenge is. We don't understand all of that. Those that prophesy, we prophesy in parts. It's stated. That's how this works, you know. And so we have to make sure that, you know, we're doing our part and that we're not becoming overly involved with someone else's, you know. For what someone else might see as a blessing, someone else might see as an obligation, a burden, a responsibility. You know, so we can't even sit here and be like, man, that's such a blessing, because that other person may not perceive it as such. I can look at you every time I get tired, Lord have mercy, and I see those kids running around like banshees. They just running around. They going up and down the slide 15,000 times. They swinging on the swing so hard, and on a merry-go-round, they're about to throw up. And I mean, they're just expending energy for no reason. And I'm sitting there looking like, man, if I had a quarter of that energy, I would do this and I would do that and blah, blah, blah. Guess what? You might do exactly what they're doing if you had that much energy coursing through your veins. You'd be running around like a chicken with your head cut off, you know. So, you know, and I've heard elders say, you know, oh, youth is wasted on the young and everything else like that. Guess what? It's for them to waste. If they have it, if that is a resource that God has given to them, it is theirs to do with as they wish, because God has gifted it to them. So we have to be cautious about, you know, this gift and stuff. We got to focus on what God has gifted each one of us, because like Mama Marie said, each one of us has a gift, but it's our own gift to use as we wish. And as we start to get into our destiny pieces and know more, we'll know exactly how to use this gift. But we can't look at other people's gifts and say, man, if I had that, you don't have it. So you walking down that street of the shoulda, woulda, coulda, you wasting time. You wasting time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Well, Mama Khadijah, I cannot believe this. Go ahead.
I have to be honest. I want to say this, that I have already requested in my next couple of incarnations what my gifts will be.
Oh, okay. Okay, you've already made some requests.
Yeah, I made some requests.
Okay.
I can't say I'm looking at their blessings and with their gifts, but you know,
I have made requests.
Yeah, but I'm okay where I'm at in this.
I'm
okay.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Mama Khadijah does a past life reading. That's very, very interesting. And when you think about when you get this reading, I've had one, and when you get this reading and you begin to understand who you were at different times of reality, it really does let you know who you are now. And to me, it exposed some very obvious things up front. I was like, oh, I see what the problem is now. You know, I understand what this is. I understand where we're going with this. And so, and I understood why I feel the way I do about God's blessings here. and now. You know, I understood, like Mama Khadija said, she made some requests. I made some too in the past couple of lives. So now I feel like I'm here. I've gotten the gift. I've gotten what I've been looking for, that key to open up that wisdom to unlock the secrets of the universe and everything else like that. And so, you know, it's interesting to know just kind of like what you wanted and to be able to see in your past lifetimes what you were doing and how some of these cycles are continuing themselves. So, you know, God blesses us each and every lifetime to continue to get more, to learn more, to gather more, and then eventually to be able to live out, you know, some of those ideal understandings or what you would consider ideal understandings. So,
Yeah.
Well, Mom Khadija, is there any last words you want to share with all of our beautiful people out there as they're thinking about God's beauty?
God's beauty and God's blessings.
Mm-hmm.
I think we basically said it all, that every waking moment of our life is a blessing. And we have to acknowledge those blessings. We have to acknowledge them. And you can acknowledge them 100 times a day and still not cover all of those blessings, because I don't know how many minutes there are in a day, but... You know, every minute there's a blessing that manifests, you know, every single minute, even less than a minute, a blessing manifests. We can't take our time and look at other people's blessings when we are focused on and grateful for the blessings that we have. So
that's right.
I guess the best advice, the greatest insight is to acknowledge those blessings, to see the cup half full, or even or even filled, you know, but at least half filled, and acknowledge that, acknowledge it.
Absolutely. You know, if I have last words to wrap up, wrap up my idea on God's blessing and God's beauty. You know, I would tell people to look for it, strive to look for it, condition your eyes to look for it, because there is a conditioning, you know. Unfortunately, media has a conditioning for us. This world has a conditioning. This current reality has a conditioning for us. I want to stress to people, look beyond that and see God's conditioning for you. You know, don't hesitate to go into the part of God's beauty. Part of God's beauty may be, you know, just shining a light for somebody else for a moment. You know, neglecting your own for half a second just to share with somebody else, to build with someone else, to inspire someone else, to keep that going, to keep pleasantries, you know, on your mouth and in your mind. And all of that, you know, all of those things are part of God's beauty and God's plan. And, you know, even raindrops, you know, I live in Georgia. I've been through a drought or two. Even raindrops can be beautiful, you know, never let a moment go by to where you have not allowed God's creation, his moments to go by in, you don't recognize that you're in the midst of a spiritual experience. You know, everything is spiritual. That's above, so below. Everything is spiritual. There's not a limit to this. So there's not a limit to this. We're not just spiritual on Sunday, you know, and all those wonderful approach angels out there. No, there's not a beginning or an end. It's just push, you know, it's just going. It's just evolving. It's just progress. And then we'll reach those plateaus and we'll say, I can see I got a lot more stairs to climb, but I can also look behind me and see I've made some steps. I've done some things. I've made some changes in my person. And I've done so with grace, and that adds to the beauty. Mom, can you just 2 seconds, if you don't mind, can you tell us about grace? You said grace and favor. I meant to ask you about that. Can you tell us about grace real quick? Do you mind?
I guess it's used so much in the church now. And every time I think about grace, I have to think about my sister, and that was like her favorite topic to talk about. But grace is essentially receiving a blessing that you did not necessarily work for, or on the surface, it's like you don't eat, like you're not deserving of it. That's grace.
Mm.
Grace, you didn't do anything. You didn't do anything to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just this is for you. It's like if someone comes up and gives you a bunch of flowers, and you say, "Oh man, these flowers smell so good, and they're beautiful."
Mm-hmm.
But what's the occasion?
It's not my birthday. Is that the anniversary?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
No.
Okay.
No. That's grace.
Okay.
That is grace. That's how God moves through grace.
Okay.
There is no occasion. Yeah. There is no reward because you did X, Y, or Z. It's just because. That's grace.
And that's God. That is God. Trust me.
Yeah.
Talking about being inspiration. God will work with you. And you still in the middle of the mud. And I'd be like, God, you know they're in the mud. Yeah, I know they're in the mud. It's okay. You know, God will, he will try you. He will really give you the benefit. He'll like, look, I'm doing everything I can, sweetie. I just need you to hold on to the life jacket, okay? You know, so I have seen that where you couldn't even justify, not just even justify, you couldn't even comprehend the blessing. Like, you know, what is this for? How did this get here? Okay, I understand. And for some reason, we had to end on that note. Okay, we had to end on understanding grace, you know. So thank you so much for sharing. Mom Khadija, if it's okay with you, I'm going to say the prayer for the evening. Is that going to work?
Oh, that's going to work.
Awesome. I said this prayer earlier, and it has stayed with me. It is a lovely prayer. For those that have the devotion book, it's day 11, and we're in day 11, so we're ending day 11. And I just absolutely love this prayer. So I want to thank everybody for tuning into the show and being patient with the beginning. I don't know what that technological thing was, but it did not stop us from shining God's light just one more night. So I appreciate everybody's patience. And this is God's creation. And I just have to say, for anyone that wanted to find out where these prayers came from, who said this, where it came from, in the back there's a note that says where it came from, whether it came from the Bible, Quran, Torah, wherever it came from, there's that information because I want people to have and know where it came from if you want to do more study, okay? So this is God's creation. God of the universe, we thank you for your many good gifts, for the beauty of creation and its riches and varied fruits, for clean water and fresh air, for food and shelter, animals and plants. Forgive us for the times that we have taken the earth's resources for granted and waste what you have given us. Transform our hearts and minds so that we will learn to care and share, to touch the earth with gentleness and with love, respecting all living things. We pray for all of those who suffer as a result of our waste, greed, and indifference. And we pray that the day will come when everyone has enough food and clean water. Help us to respect the rights of all people in all species. And help us to willingly share your gifts today and always. Amen. Thank you, everybody.
Amen.